Codes to transport services are really important in rural communities here in Fermanagh. Can you help to make sure that we get our transport back?
Thank you very much for the question. I should have said thanks for being here and inviting me this evening, actually. Quite an interesting evening listening to all the debates around the tables, especially the politics one where people were not afraid to give their views. On the specific question of transport, I think I recall in Fermanagh doing a Consumer Council in conjunction with Age Concern experiment a few years ago when we were asked to go somewhere on public transport. And I made an appointment with the doctor, and I actually had to make the appointment that fitted in with the public transport times as opposed to making the appointment at whatever time was more convenient for me, because the public transport just wasn't suitable to get me there for that time. So I think that the realistic issue is there will not be transport at every time you want it in Fermanagh, because it just doesn't pay and it's not cost effective. But what we need to do is ensure that the services that are best used are improved where possible. So I think that there is a huge issue around rural transport. And I have to say at this stage, the Fermanagh Rural Lift Organisation carries out tremendous work by providing areas with transport, public transport, that quite often cannot get it. But TransLink is a private company now. They have to run on a commercial basis. Obviously, they are subsidised from the Northern Ireland Executive as well. And one question I was asked earlier, why do older people get free transport where younger people don't? And I think that's an issue that maybe could be looked at. Why can the younger generation maybe not get free transport as well? And I think that's something that would actually help the people in County Fermanagh.
Michelle Gilder.
Thanks, Rodney. Transport is a massive issue. It's an issue that came up at the Youth Action event in Dungannon that I attended last week. And I think I was the only candidate. I don't know that other elected reps were invited, but there was certainly only myself and Dara had the place to yourself, Henry Dara. But a great buzz from young people, similar to the buzz here tonight. And transport has been coming up for a long number of years. So when I became Agriculture and Rural Development Minister, I put some of the budget that we had for tackling social poverty into rural transport schemes. They weren't exclusively for vulnerable people, they weren't exclusively for older people, they were for everybody. And it was an issue that does come up time and time again. I live in the Brantry, there is a bus in the morning and one in the evening, and if you're trying to get a bus into Dungannon, which is our nearest town, you haven't a mission. So until you got your driving test, you were limited in where you could go and what you could do. Young people tell us that it is a disgrace, and so it is. Tom talked about the best used routes, but for me it's far more fundamental than that. We have to subsidise the best used routes, and the profit that's made on that has to subsidise the lesser used routes, so that people who live in the more dispersed communities have access to public transport. Myself and Sean were at an event in Rosslea yesterday because TransLink's doing a consultation and they're talking about taking that route off completely and cutting Rosslea off and the young people in Rosslea and the rest of the community from a bus service. So there's a consultation ends tomorrow. Those of you who haven't filled out a consultation form, please do. It can be done online, but it has to be done by 4 o'clock tomorrow. So we need to make our voices heard, and young people who are directly affected by this issue should be involving themselves in those kind of consultations and making their anger felt.
Yes, go for John Coyle, and we'll come back to Darren. John, you're from a very rural area, you represent a rural area. How bad is it in your particular ward?
In the late kids, we get a school bus in the morning, school bus in the evening, but the general public don't really want to use that service. We only have one bus then at 12:30 in the daytime, and there's no return back. So isolation for anybody, whatever age it is, especially young people, to get into a hub like Enniskillen to do their shopping and so on, it's vitally important that we protect these services. We have the CIE services that come from Donegal to go to Dublin, which does help up the shore road, but that only covers that area. Coming up towards Cache, Ellery and Irvinstown, that doesn't exist. So those areas are very hard hit, and especially like the other end of the constituency is the taxi.
Tanya Jones, you use public transport quite a bit, I think. What impact will all these cuts that are coming have on services?
Yeah, that's right, yes. In fact, I didn't receive an invitation to the event in Dungan, and I would have very much liked to speak at that as well. And if I had, I would have gone there by bus. We don't have a car. We haven't had a car since we came to Ireland 11 years ago. And so I rely completely, when it's too far for me to go on my bike, on the buses. So I travel between Enniskillen and Belfast on that bus that many of you know only too well. And I know how busy it is. I know that sometimes you can't even get on the bus. I know that despite the fact it's called an express, it stops at every village this side and every park and ride as you get towards Belfast. I know all the problems, you know. I know when it's too hot, when it's too cold, when it hasn't been cleaned. We have enormous problems with our bus services, and you know, I share them. We need good transport services, not just as a standalone issue, but because if we're going to build Fermanagh, make Fermanagh a thriving, economically productive place, we need good transport. We need it for tourism, we need it for education, and we need it for health, and we need it for economic development. And so to restrict and cut funding to public transport is to cripple every other part of the public services we need.